Hello, this is Claire Phoenix speaking here from InterBev in Orlando, Florida. I'm here with Jim Tonkin, and we've just finished the judging, which has been fascinating. Jim, what did you think of the whole event?
Oh, I thought the event was terrific. We had some great judges with some very interesting approaches to a lot of the submissions this year. Lots of very, very interesting packaging and ingredient innovations. And I'd love to talk to you more about that.
Please do. I mean, which did you find most of particular interest?
Well, I think as packaging is beginning to go through the next metamorphosis, at least domestically in the U.S., we're seeing bottle cans emerge, and I personally have a real affinity for that particular package because of the coldness aspect of it. But I'm also finding that pursuant to the size variations in that package, that some of the larger packages may not be holding up as well as they should. In other words, the denting is an issue, and they may not hold their shelf position.
So this is a bottle can aluminum?
Yes, this is called a bottle can. This is, I think this is 25 ounces, so it's 750 mil.
Yeah, it looks really big.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a man's hand, but I suspect, Claire, if you squeeze that, you'll be able very easily to put a dent in the outside of it. So this is just one particular product that's in the market. It may not have enough nitrogen in there to be able to bolster up the sidewalls of the can, and that may be a production issue. But
it's a pity because it's beautiful looking.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great graphics. This is a full shrink sleeve label that's on here with nice vibrant color. So potential there is wonderful. Also, it has a nice wide mouth closure at a 43 mil closure, which is also great.
So what would solve that? Is it just too large?
It's probably too large, a surface area without any reinforcement. So as the preform gets extruded, there just isn't any sidewall support. Okay. And the only way you can fix that is by putting nitrogen in the top or something like that to help bolster the headspace, and that'll keep the sides. It's just like in a plastic bottle. If you put a little nitrogen in there, it takes up the headspace and pushes out the sidewall so that when you squeeze it, it's rigid.
So it's a technology problem and it could be solved.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think so. And then I've seen some other interesting things. As most people know, there is an emerging category called relaxation, and there is quite a number of products. The last I looked, there were about 35 to 40 products available in the U.S. right now. I'm a little confused by some of the nomenclature that's being used in that category, as well as a few of the ingredients, which apparently the FDA agrees with me, are not appropriate, such as the inclusion of melatonin. So I've seen a couple of products today that have some interesting graphics, nice presentation, but unfortunately are carrying melatonin in them. And if drank, which was the market leader, is any indication of what's to come, these two companies that I'm looking at here are probably doomed unless they make some changes to their portfolio.
Do you think there is room for a relaxing and calming drink category there?
I do. The reason I think that is because if you'd asked me 10 years ago what an energy drink was, I would have told you you have to go to Malaysia and find Lipovitan, which is a B vitamin. Right, exactly. And that product was what typically the Japanese and Malaysian Indonesian folks would use in the afternoon when they went into the after lunch doldrums to pick themselves back up again. And we all know what the makers of Red Bull ended up doing by taking that thought process to Austria and developing Red Bull. So at the end of the day, I think there's probably just as many, if not more, people looking for a way to relax, de-stress. We all have so much stress because of the economic conditions and family issues and stuff that's going on today. Mm-hmm. So if you can drink something and it can actually drop your stress level by 20% or 25%, mm-hmm. I suspect that there's going to be a lot of people that'll opt into that, particularly if the ingredients that you're consuming are non-invasive. They don't have any lingering effect. It's like drinking a cup of coffee, which is a functional beverage. You know you're going to get a lift, but it's only going to be an hour. You're going to get some energy, maybe an hour and a half, and
so then it's measurable.
And I don't think you can OD on anything like that either. I think it's a controllable.
What does melatonin do?
Melatonin is, well, for some people, melatonin is used as a sleep equalizer, particularly helping with things like jet lag. Okay. But it is, it's not an approved product for beverages at this stage.
So
and the FDA, the FDA doesn't, and there also is no measurable quantity. How much is enough? How much is too much? And if, and I'm just looking at, I don't think that's declared on here, but let me look for a moment.
This is carton's interesting here. So is this wine in carton? This
one? That is a wine in an aseptic octagonal
Prisma pack.
And although this product is just in its infancy in terms of catching on in the United States, I think it has a lot of potential. And quite frankly, I even think that some of the more premium or higher-end wines should take a stab at this because it's great sustainable packaging. You can pack it in a suitcase. It won't break. There's a travel orientation, recyclability. All of those issues are wonderful. Plus, even this one, which is 500 ml, is resealable.
Yes. That's
it refrigerates beautifully. So there's a lot of, and you can do beautiful graphics on it as well. Very easy to read.
And typically, going for it, hasn't
absolutely
it?
Yeah. Has a ton
and
pricing. Pricing is very, very affordable. So I think we're behind a little bit behind the curve in, in this, at least domestically here. And then, there's a we don't want to talk about specific brands, but I've seen a couple of standouts while I've been here. The one I'm holding in my hand now is a coffee derivative product that uses a quote-unquote an antioxidant infusion of superfruits. And I think that's a really unique platform. This particular flavor is using acai, pomegranate, and berry, which is kind of a very hip flavor combination today.
And the design looks like, I mean, I think we can mention names as long as we're being positive. I just think we
Okay. So, yeah. So Bai is a product that I think did very, very well based on the judges and the judges' interpretation, and I think they're probably up for an award.
So it's infused with coffee, superfruit, and it's in Costa Rica clementine flavor. Mm-hmm. So it's low calories. Well, it's only 5 calories, which is really interesting for people like me. And this is Cal Naturel. So what else about this brand? Do they focus on naturalness in other areas?
This particular product is organically grown, so they have organic certification on it. I don't think that's a necessity for wine. Quite frankly, organic wine is not done very well in the U.S. Most of it doesn't taste that great.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, I would hate to see a product in an aseptic prism pack be remanded only to organic products, because this is really a mainstream.
Yes, it should be mainstream.
Like
yes,
bag-in-the-box, you know, larger 1 liter, 2 liter, 3 liter boxes, 5 liter box.
So it's on the go everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And the fact you can put it in your refrigerator, like the 5 liter box. Makes you just have a little closed petcock on it. The product will last forever. Because normally if you open a bottle of wine and you put it back in your fridge, even with the cork, it goes bad in a couple of days because oxygen's getting in.
Yes.
In the case of bag-in-the-box, that doesn't happen.
So is that not taken off really in the States yet? Because
no.
In Europe, it's really big.
There are a couple of mainstream vintners, Franzia and one other. I don't think it's Gallo. It's another large entity. And it's not coming to me right. Sterling or somebody like that.
Stolz.
Oh, I can't remember the name, but anyway, there are a couple of them that are in that space. Target, of all places, as a mass marketer, has a private label. I think it's called the Black Box and the Red Box. Mm-hmm. That just generic names,
yes.
but very upscale looking packaging. Beautiful red color, beautiful black shiny outside box. They can't keep them on the shelf.
Because they're running out the stores.
They're running out in the stores.
Because it tastes good, and it keeps on tasting.
I haven't, yes. It, whatever it tastes like when you first try it, it'll taste the same at the end. Exactly. No oxygen.
Thanks, Tim. That was really, really useful. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks again for downloading this podcast. For more news, analysis, opinion, interviews, and multimedia for the food and beverage industry, go to foodbev.com.